And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 4th of June, 2007. It was on this day in 1919, the 19th Amendment to the Constitution was passed by Congress, giving women the right to vote. It's the anniversary of two crucial battles in World War II, the Battle of Midway, 1942, and in 1940, the British forces on this day completed their evacuation from Dunkirk. Winston Churchill, who had become Prime Minister that spring, had sent British forces to Belgium to try to stop the advance of the Nazi invasion. But the British soldiers were unprepared for the superior German army. They were completely overwhelmed. They were bottled up in the little coastal town of Dunkirk. They had abandoned equipment on the way. The road to Dunkirk was littered with empty vehicles and piles of gear. The Nazi tanks had been in close pursuit, but when the British troops reached the coast, Hitler gave a personal order to stop the invasion. The Nazi commander was infuriated, knew that he could probably wipe out the British in a single battle, and that the war for Western Europe could be finished in a few days. One of Hitler's associates at the time wrote in his diary, "The Führer is terribly nervous, frightened by his own success. He's afraid to take any chance and would rather pull the reins on us." The British estimated they had about 2 days to evacuate, but when the British ships showed up to carry the troops across the channel, they found the harbor too shallow for most of the ships to reach the shore. Almost 500,000 men stranded on the beach, Nazi bombers beginning to attack from the air. And the British government sent out a request for all persons with seaworthy vessels to help in the evacuation, and a great flotilla of fishing boats and lifeboats and paddle steamers and yachts came across the English Channel and saved the British Army. What really turned the tide, however, was Winston Churchill's decision to turn the whole event into a symbol of bravery and perseverance. When the soldiers arrived in Britain, they were given a hero's welcome, parades and cheering crowds. One soldier said, "We might have been the heroes of some great victory instead of a beaten army returning home having lost most of its equipment." 1942, the Battle of Midway in the Pacific Ocean. Midway Island, the last American outpost in the Central Pacific, the Japanese Navy hoped to take control of it and use it to stage an invasion of Hawaii. But a squadron of American bombers who had wandered off course accidentally stumbled upon the Japanese fleet, bombed it, destroyed all the major carriers, which shattered the Japanese Navy, and from that day on, they were on the defensive in the Pacific, never won another decisive naval battle for the rest of the war. Here's a poem for today by David Swanger, entitled Patriarch at the Lake. "The ants, splendid, pale and ample in their bathing suits, unfurled tablecloths, challah, melons, seltzer water in blue bottles, and honeyed cakes and other cakes. After the required hour, everyone but Grandpa waded, stirring silt around our ankles, enjoying mud. Then, as if called by voices beyond us, the old man rose, his belly taut, trunks reaching his knees, his shins white as fish, and walked without watching the ground toward water. We parted to let him pass. We receded onto the beach. He prowled outward and swam. He remembered. He stroked and roiled and spumed his way away, then back to us, his shore-bound spawn." Patriarch at the Lake by David Swanger, from This Waking Unafraid, published by University of Missouri Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher, for almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.